Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, welcome to Friday night, and our co-host is taking the day off today, and we have a sitting co-host today, and you are?
Renee Leone.
That's right, and tell us what you do.
Well, I'm an actress. I work for CVF Productions. I'm an agent for them, and I just was casted in a movie that we just had over the weekend, and it was amazing, just amazing.
Well, you know, after that movie, actually, you found out about the movie when you were on Hollywood Connections, right?
Exactly. I met the director, Andrew Krantz, and the co-director, which is Randy Korn.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then there was another guy that's going to call in a little bit later, and his name is Brandon, and he actually came to one of our auditions, and he was one of the features in this movie.
Yes, him and I. We both were.
That's so exciting, because that's what Hollywood Connections is all about.
That's correct.
We're so excited to have you join us,
Thank you.
Driving and saying, what is Hollywood Connections? What can it do for me? Well, it can open the door of opportunity, and I don't promise anything. I just help you get connected in show business, and with a lot of the people that we have, hopefully Bobby Hill will be here. She's on her way, stuck in traffic.
Yes, yes. I met her at the Tampa Bay Film Society.
I know, and that's what's something you all need to join, because this is an opportunity for you, and Peter will run that commercial later, as you can network with a lot of local film directors.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And it's been amazing. The past 2 months, I've met so many people. David Vogel became a friend of mine, and he brought me on board. And ever since then, I've just met a lot of interesting and nice people.
Well, we're excited because there's so much that's going to happen. We have so many reporters out there. We're looking for new reporters that want to get on the red carpet, and you can audition for us live on the air as well. So
it's amazing.
Yeah. So I thank you for being here. Denise, we love you. We miss you. I know you're watching. And she's going to call in because we have some other surprise guests calling in, and we're excited. Now, I want to talk about something before I kick off and our guest is coming in. We have something called Everywhere Under the Sun. You know, I work with Expedia Cruise Ships. I'm in my cruise consultant agent, and I'm excited because this is an opportunity. I think Peter just cut that commercial for me.
Yes, I did.
So I think this just sums it up. Let's go to that commercial. We'll be right back.
All right, stand by. Here we go.
I'm Dawn Reese. Expedia Cruise Ship Centers Everywhere Under the Sun sale. Choose your paradise, soaking in the sun and setting your watch to the gentle rhythm of the surf. Yes, your tropical cruise could be just around the corner. Book yours now with Expedia Cruise with Dawn Reese. Free drinks, free gratitudes, $350 credit, specialty dining, $750 in savings, reduced deposit, and you can call now 727-871-7788 as I'm your vacation consultant and look forward to working with you. Okay, and we're back. So if anybody is looking for a cruise, you can actually call 727-871-7788, and I will give you a quote. I'll help you get connected, and you can come and see me in our Tampa office.
Super excited. I'm excited. I really want to go on a cruise.
Well, you entered that contest. So
I sure did. I would love to win. It's been a while. It's been about a good 8 years since I've been on a cruise.
Oh, well, this cruise is $4,000 to the Caribbean. So if you text me, I can actually send you the link and sign up for the cruise giveaway. And, you know, somebody from our office was at an event and they ended up, somebody won the Disney cruise. So
for two? Is that for two?
For the family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
So we're excited about that. Now, we have some other exciting things. I was at a wedding show last week, and I want to thank Debbie over there. And then we're going to run. If you are a bride or a bride-to-be, this is something that's kind of coming around the corner in October. You don't want to miss this event, and Peter's going to pop that commercial on for you right now. As he is working on that.
Brides-to-be, join us Sunday, October 28th, 12 to 4 at the beautiful Marriott Suites in Clearwater, San Key. Brides, pre-register for free admission and be entered in our honeymoon giveaway. The first 100 pre-registered brides will receive a free gold bracelet and enjoy food and cake tasting, hair, makeup, live entertainment, and so much more. Visit us at i-doshows.com for more information and pre-register. Hope to see you there.
And we're back. And so anyways, so tell us more about the movie. And Peter's going to call one of our guests to get him on a little early.
Oh, okay. Well, Andrew Kranz, he's the director, producer. I mean, he's an actor. He's just multi-talented. And this was his idea. He started off with ideas and a lot of different changes throughout the movie. And everything just came together. Just an amazing crew, cast and crew.
Can you kind of give us a little snippet about the movie?
Well, I really don't want to say too much. You know, when Andrew calls in, you can ask him.
Okay.
You know, I'll give him the floor on that. I don't want to give any secrets up.
Right.
They worked really hard. I mean, it was all weekend. It was straight all weekend. And these guys didn't sleep.
Oh, I know. I know. Being on a movie set is tough and it's hard work. And we have Bobby Hill. She is here.
Hi,
she's
Bob.
A casting director. And we're going to take your calls. And as soon as Frank calls in here, we're going to get her situated. I just want to thank her. She's been so busy with family and she had to go, I think, all the way to Jacksonville. And what a trooper to come all the way back from Jacksonville back to the studio. You're over here, Bobby. And got headsets ready. We're going to have you go around the other way because the camera's set up. Yeah. So
hey,
Bobby will tell you more about what she's doing. And if we can get Frank on while she's getting her headsets on a little early.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go to your favorite music, and we'll get everybody situated, and we'll be good to go.
I love it.
All
I love
right.
it.
There you go.
Take back, sit back, and listen to my favorite music.
All right.
Segregation, but there's a solution. All I
back, and Bobby is here, situated, and we're excited. And now I've got something really exciting for everybody. Let's put Frank Cornelius on. You're going to know who this man is as soon as I introduce him. When he's there, Frank, are you there?
I am here.
Frank, it is so exciting to talk to you. Thank God to Paul Murray, my old producer, and he's in Atlanta right now. And I want to talk about, you know, you. How many gold records did you have?
Well, we had actually 3 gold records, but we were nominated. We were nominated for 3 Grammys, but we had actually 3 gold records, which is too late to turn back now. I'm never going to be alone anymore and treat her like a lady.
I know. Treat Her Like a Lady is one of my favorite songs of all time. I love it. And you just sent me a new song, and I was listening to it in the car, and it was so beautiful. Tell us the name of that song.
That is called Blessed That I Found You.
Ooh. Okay,
that's from the new CD that was just completed. The group is taking somewhat of a turn, slightly. I'm actually doing the lead vocals now on most of the stuff. So it's pretty unique stuff.
Well, what we're also really excited about, you have something that you want to get the buzz out. And we're excited to kind of announce it first on Hollywood Connections on 106.1 FM, The Heat. Tell us what you're excited to do with talent.
Well, I'm looking to kind of bring talent back to the home. Well, I don't like to say back to the home. Let's just say to the home where once we had all, maybe we were singing in the house and your parents could hear you singing and you were singing with each other and everybody in the house was singing kind of thing. So I'm actually looking to do a talent search now, which involves bringing kind of families together to be involved in the talent search to where everybody's like a big family once again. That's what I'm looking to do.
Well, we have a casting director. Say hi to Frank.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
How are you, casting director?
Very good, thank you.
Bobby okay. Hill. And then we to my left.
Renee Leone. How are you, Frank?
I don't have many complaints. You said your name is Renee, right?
Renee, yes.
That's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So we're going to keep everyone posted about the opportunities for them for talent. So what kind of talent are you looking for?
Well, pretty much everything. I'm looking at the target of being able to get mostly young kids, what everybody I'm saying, but young kids to sing real songs again. You know, I don't want to bring them back and say, well, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I want to sing exactly what we did. But just needed to get to be more conscious of songs with lyrical content, strong lyrical content like we had back in the days when we had things. So I'm trying to look for young talent of all ethnicities, really. It doesn't really matter who it is, just to be able to see if I can, you know, get them to sing something good, you know, have them do a contest of writing songs and then some sort of stuff like that to get them back into the musical business somewhat, so to speak.
I love it. And we're talking about maybe putting this on a cruise.
Oh, yeah, the cruise. Definitely.
That's amazing.
Yes,
well,
and
let's go.
And also,
well, you know, there's less obstacles on a cruise. I mean, you're not going to be able to run over to your friend's house.
Right.
So it kind of stuck out on the water with us, and you kind of have to get used to it. But no, that's pretty much what I want to do with it anyway.
So exciting. So, Frank, I'm going to play some of your music for everybody, and this is your new song that you wrote.
Yes, it was written by, no, I actually, that was a collaboration between me and a gentleman by the name of Joe Elson that did some of the lyrics, and I took the song. It was actually done in Portuguese first, and I actually converted it to English.
Okay, well, we're going to play it. It's beautiful, and we'll be right back. This is Frank Cornelius.
Okay.
Cornelius Brothers, right?
Right.
Yeah, the Cornelius Brothers PNG. It's important to say that PNG thing.
Yes, I was going to say that.
I know you were, Don. You're always on it, my girl. Okay.
I'm with you. We'll be right back. Listen to Hollywood Connections. I'm Don Reese.
Okay, well.
Stay away from the joy that you bring. Don't know.
So we are back, and we have Niecy P on the phone. She is watching us. Our other main co-host is off tonight. Hey, Niecy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I would love to know your name. She said something, but
let
I missed
it. Let me give her the proper intro here.
There we go. Okay.
Niecy P!
Oh, God, I missed that. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I don't have any complaints. What about yourself?
I'm just fine.
Well, the reason I had you two on the air, because her husband is an R&B singer, sounds like Sam Cooke, Johnny Mathis, and she's going to send you some things, Frank, and maybe he could help you with the shows, and you were talking about maybe bringing the Spinners on and some wonderful things with this upcoming event that we're trying to put together.
Right,
oh, my God, I love the Spinners. It was one of my favorite groups of the 70s. I love the Spinners.
Well, you know, unfortunately for us, they're not the original group anymore. The last one, the one that died, the very last one of the Spinners who recently died passed. The very last one, he died of pneumonia. He was actually the last original Spinner. The rest of the guys are like young guys, 25 and 20, up to 30 years old now.
Okay, but they still know the music, though, right?
Oh, my God, do they? It's phenomenal. Uh-huh.
Well,
I have two, it's like a tie. I have two songs, and that's Love Doesn't Love Anybody, I'm Glad You Walked Into My Life. Those are the two ultimate Spinner songs.
Yes, they are, and they always will be. I argue with my son a lot when I tell him that we had the golden era of music, you know.
Yes. Yeah,
we actually had words in our songs.
Well, also, too, I'm excited because Niecy has her own radio show as well on the internet, so she'll play your music, Frank.
Well, Niecy, I'm glad to know that you have your show on the internet, and I'm hoping to hear you play my music. I want to write back.
Oh, my God, that would be it would be an honor for me. It really would.
Well, I'd like to be able to, you know, I'll say this, hopefully get you a whole copy of the whole new CD. It's absolutely phenomenal, really. There's some great stuff on that CD.
Okay, so Don is going to hook us up after the show is over with, and I would love to get in touch with you and to get your music, and I would be, like I said, it would be a total honor to play your music. It really would. I'm looking so forward to it.
And you say your husband sings Sam Cooke stuff, huh?
Yeah, he does Sam Cooke. He loves Johnny Mathis. He does a lot of Frank Sinatra. He's a crooner.
Yeah, that's that real stuff, you know what I mean? Most people don't know that. That's most Steve Perry and all those guys got that thing.
Hey, you two, guess what's popping up in the background music? Hey, what are we playing, Peter? Hold on a second. Niecy, this is for you.
Okay.
That song has been in my head all day, Frank. Are you there?
Not much difference in the music that they're playing now. That's when music was real, real music.
I agree.
Well, you had to play back then. You couldn't push a button and the whole song would play. You know?
Right.
You had to really sit there and play along with the voices and things like that. So it was a big difference. Now, I mean, I don't knock it. I just know that it's kind of, you know, it's interesting to watch them. They don't really know how to sit there and go through the emotions of learning how to play an instrument and sitting there and actually. And I'm working on that as well, trying to get them back to playing instruments.
Well, Frank, I have a question. Didn't that song make it in the top 10 on the Billboard?
Oh, no, it made it all the way to it was number one.
Yeah. Okay. I know it was in there somewhere. I knew it was up there at the top. I remember that.
Well, it was such a funny story behind the whole song. I mean, I don't know if I have time to tell you a few things about it, but it was such a funny thing because it was not a song that was we recorded the song, and 4 years later, it became a hit.
Wow. Well, hey, Frank, I got an idea. I got one of the top casting directors right next to me. I think you should write a movie about your life, and she can cast it.
Sure, I would love to.
I like the way that sounds.
I do.
That would be great.
So while we have you on the phone, Bobby, how does that work?
Okay, first of all, is you have to write your story and then get somebody to put it in a script form. Mm-hmm. And then we take the script. We would take it and have a budget set up and then connect the best cinematographer, the best director, the best crew people. Of course, after you have your funds, you have to definitely get your funding. And then we would start shooting it, you know, find the locations.
And we have great directors that we just brought in here a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Actually, Frank, we do. We know a lot of directors, and I'm sure they jump on this. How does someone, hold on, both of you, how does someone, Bobby, get funding for movies, you know?
Well, I'm working on that right now. That's why I've been going to Tallahassee.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's great, Bobby.
What we do is we put a packet together with the bio of, you know, the cinematographer, the director, which is very important, making sure that you have everything in place, your lawyer, your accountant. We sometimes do a sizzle reel, and the sizzle reel is actually just little scenes of you know, what's in the script. And we contact people that do investments. Of course, every investment is at their own risk. And then if they like it and they find that it's very interesting, and then we move forward and, you know, we get the funding all put in place and we start shooting.
That's wonderful.
We can't get the A actors, as we call A actors, the top actors. They won't even talk to you until everything is in place. That's the most important thing, is having everything in place first.
See, that's why we have her here. She's so knowledgeable. We're going to be taking calls, everybody. If you're driving and you want to talk to this casting director, amazing woman, and about the casting industry, we're going to be talking about that the next half hour. And Frank, how does that sound?
Well, that's you know what? We started on a documentary about 2 years ago. You know, because most people don't even know that. That you know, my brother Eddie was the lead singer for the whole group. He was the one who actually wrote "Treat Her Like a Lady." Okay, and it's such a serious. The story behind this whole thing is interesting because there are people out in California that actually they've never seen us. They didn't even know what we looked like. They heard the song and they loved the song. Everybody loved the song, but we never got to that level of where there are so many people that actually, like if you see a group like Earth, Wind, and Fire, it wasn't like that. We were like unknown by a lot of people, but they heard the song. They never saw us.
You know, what's so funny is I'm from Las Vegas, and I in the 60s and 70s, I really met a lot of the entertainers there, and that's what actually got me back in the early 60s in casting, because I worked at the Sahara Hotel, and I got to meet Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley and Connie Francis and all those old-time singers. And so I know exactly what you're talking about in that era.
Yes, because I did a show out in Vegas about 3 years ago, and people came out to see the show, and they were like, we love this song. We got married to it. We never knew what the people looked like.
That is so cool.
Well, you know what? It kind of gives you an edge to be able to come back and do something else different, maybe, you know.
Definitely.
Well, I remember your music, I'm a little bit younger, but I still remember your music, too.
Well, you know, everybody still likes that music. It's still a market for that music, especially, and I'm not giving up my age, but especially for us more seasoned music lovers.
I'll give up my age. I'm 62. I don't care. You know, people look at me and go, how old are you? I say, I'm 62. They'd be like, you said so fast. I'm proud of it. I'm 62. I ain't got nothing to complain about.
You're still a baby.
Well, I'm on the air every week, and I'm not telling you.
Well, okay, I don't lie. Yeah, well, I hear God won't push it. You're good.
So I have an idea, Frank. You know, I'm in a lot of film festivals, and Renee is going to be...
Who am I talking with now?
This is Dawn, the host.
Okay, Dawn. Back to you, Dawn. Hi, Frank. All you guys kind of sounded like a little bit. I'm trying to figure out who am I speaking to at one time. They're coming in all different.
So, if he lives in the area, he should probably come to the film festival.
Except for the writers. He has like a real embellished sound.
Frank's down in South Florida, and what I had to, you know, Bobby, a lot of people take their films to the film festivals, even documentaries. Frank, have you thought about doing that yet?
Yes, I have thought about doing quite a few things. I'm also a producer and arranger, so I end up producing a lot of groups and arranging stuff for people and things like that. I own a couple of own studios and stuff like that. So, and live sound, and there's so many things you get into when you're doing in this business. You know, so many things. So trying to get the people to, when I ran into you, Don, which I thought was incredible.
Oh, good. I know, and that was with Jo Marie Payton from Family Matters. We had a production.
I asked Paul, I said, Paul, who is this lady?
Yes.
Well, she's Hollywood Connections.
Well, you know, you don't see that in South Florida very much, people that have that thing. And she was so incredible to me, because she said, well, I'm having a casting call here right now at 4 o'clock today. I said, 4 o'clock? And around 4 o'clock, you couldn't even get in there. And you were just incredible. I thought you were incredible that whole time. I still remember that.
Well, you know, we had a production office down there, and I was so getting ready for all the new shows and the talent. And then I put an ad on Craigslist, and we have a story coming up on that in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And so I had one guy there, and he's playing guitar, and all of a sudden I said, I have a surprise for you. And, you know, she walked in, and, you know, Sugar Mama, you know, Jo Marie Payton, and the guy was like, oh, my God. So that was a memory maker. I have that on video. I have to share that, which is so cool. So the two of you, I want to thank you so much, Frank. I want you to be at the studio with us. You need an hour show.
Oh, please.
I'm working on that right now, because okay. I already figured my radio voice out. Hell, how you doing? Thanks for God's life to do it. What's new coming out the top 15 knots? I'm kind of figuring out what I'm going to do with it, you know what I mean?
Hey, Frank, can we test you on that? Can you say, hi, I'm Frank Cornelius, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese and ECP.
Well, you gave me a lot of words there.
I'll say the rest. Just say.
I mean, okay, give me. Let me take it as well. If you want it in a radio tone, or just want it in a regular nerd voice.
No, radio tone. We're ready.
Radio tone. Hi, up. Say it again for me, please.
Hi, I'm Frank Cornelius. No, I'm not, but you are. And you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hi, I'm Frank Cornelius, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Don.
And
NAC.
And NAC.
We like it.
Okay, I like that.
We're going to take that for a commercial for intro.
I'd have trouble with that if I was reading it.
No, you know what? No, you wouldn't.
I'm just kidding.
Well, we're excited. And, Frank, I look forward to having you at the station. And it's coming up with our VH2 TV network. They're launching us in about 2 to 3 weeks, the third week in October. They'll be here with their camera crew. So we'll be on how many stations in Atlanta, Peter?
Let's see. I think 26.5 million homes, and also on Roku. It's VH2.
Wow, huge.
Yes.
I guess that's enough.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I have a quick question for Frank before he leaves.
Yes.
If someone wanted to get in touch with you to either audition for you or work with you on your upcoming book, how would we get in touch with you?
Don.
Yes, I'm going to give her your number afterwards.
Yeah, Dawn. I wish I could hire her to run my life.
All right.
Well, Nisi's there for you. She's got a beautiful office and a loft.
You too, Nisi. Anybody. I don't care. Somebody.
Okay, I got you, Frank. I got you.
She's got your back. But I'm going to help you with that search for talent. And I think that your movie, we have a Bobby Hill. She can cast for it. So she will meet you when you come down here.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. So, Frank, thank you for calling in. We have other guests, and I got to talk to Bobby about the casting industry. She's got so much to talk about. We're looking for calls, 727-441-3000. You have a question, you want to be an actor, and we've got the expert here. Call in now. And, Frank, thank you for calling. We love
you.
Bye, Frank. Bye, Frank.
Bye. Niecy, hang on.
It has been my pleasure, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Murray, for the connection about 10 years ago with Frank Cornelius. I know.
Okay, and I am going now.
Bye, Frank.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
Bye.
I love you all. Take care.
All right, so that was Frank Cornelius, Cornelius Brothers, and I love that music. And
we got some more phone calls. You want to go out to the phone lines?
We do.
All right, stand by. Here we go. Welcome to Hollywood Connections.
You are live on the air.
Yeah. How you doing? It's Andrew Kranz. I was on the show a couple of weeks ago. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks that I've seen you.
I know. We're excited. So you were on the air with us. Do you know him?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Andrew Kranz.
Nice name.
He's the one we just filmed the movie this weekend.
Oh.
Here.
So, Andrew, guess what? Yeah. We have Bobby Hill here from the Tampa Bay Film Society meeting that you two need to connect, because she is an amazing casting director. The best.
God bless you. Oh, that's great. That's great, because we've been so busy. I mean, remember when Brandon auditioned right there in front of you?
Yes, we did have that. Yes.
Yeah, we put him in the lead role in the movie. He did fantastic.
He did
and
awesome.
Renee, she's got a great part in the movie. And we such a crew together. It was amazing. It was amazing. We shot a horror film. We did a film in 2 days.
Wow.
Full crew, and I'm editing it now. I mean,
yes, it was amazing.
Well, see, that's what Hollywood Connections is about. You know, it's people coming to the show to audition for film directors live on the air. It's kind of like old story time, but it's live actors, you know. And, and when are we going to do that again and bring actors here so they can audition for you?
So, Andrew, tell a little bit about yourself. I mean, you have a lot of experience in this field. Let's hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm a trained New York actor. I mean, I trained with a coach from the Actors Studio in New York City. So I did all the techniques from Stella Adler to Meisner to Stanislavski, Lee Strasberg. I studied for 5 years doing the theater. And then I worked on all the TV shows in New York. And I was an extra in a million movies. And I worked on HBO's Oz and Law and Order. You name it.
Law and Order.
And I decided to write my own film.
Yeah, Bobby, you have to meet him.
Yes, you need to. Yes.
Yes.
Bobby, where can they send photos and everything over to you, or where can they connect with you besides
Tampa Bay Film Society, right?
Yes. Yeah, so
when's the next event, though? Isn't there something coming up sooner?
We have a fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, when is that?
I didn't bring my calendar with me.
I've got so many different projects. I told you I was volunteering for that.
Yes, yeah. It's coming up in November, I think it is.
The beginning of November. It's before the Tampa Bay Film Society again, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a good connection for you to meet up with him then.
Yes.
And Randy Korn, I mean, his co-producer, they were just amazing through this whole.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
You know.
So when can we have you back on the air? Back to my question.
You tell me. I'm ready.
I want to do a live audition, and then you can be here, and they can audition for you, and then Bobby can cast them.
I'd love to be here, too.
Bobby needs to be here for that.
Okay.
Love to.
We're working on other projects,
yeah.
I mean, we have other film scripts going. We're actually re-editing my film, Torn from Innocence, which
I can't wait to see it.
Story shot in New York City. I play a police officer investigating the mob, selling women and all that sex trade stuff, human trafficking and all that, which seems to be a big thing now. So we're going to re-edit that movie because we went to the original tapes and we're redoing that. So we're really busy. Plus, we're working on another thing called Legacy. People in assisted living homes that want to be on tape for their grandkids.
Oh, so nice.
Isn't that great? Yeah. So when the grandkids grow up, they could say, oh, my God, this is my grandmother.
Yeah, you know? I believe that if anybody's ever gone into assisted living homes and spoke to the people that are there, they have stories. And their story should be told.
I need to talk to you about that because I wanted to do something with we have a couple friends that are local in some of the retirement homes, and I definitely want to sit down with you. I got an idea I want to run by you.
Yeah. And we want to film it so that maybe your grandkids, you know, they grow up and you say, these are my parents. And you can hear their story where they were immigrants, they came over from the other country, and how they met, and how they met their wives, and how they grew up. You know, I mean, it's stories. And how I thought about this was when my grandfather was 98 years old. You know, he came from the Cayman Islands, and he was 12, 13 years old. He got on a merchant seaman boat, and he traveled around the world and then went to New York, and that meant my grandmother from Liverpool, and they had their whole life. He used to go over to Brooklyn Bridge on a horse and buggy to paint people's houses, and this is a story he would tell me, and I was there saying, God, I want to record this somehow. This is like... this is legendary.
It's
history.
We definitely got to bring him on here and be able
open
up that door.
I know we only have 15 minutes and I have callers calling in, but we want to thank you for calling in. Nisi, hang on the line. We're going to get you back here to the station.
Definitely.
I got some ideas.
We're going to get you back.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
We love to hear testimonies of that. I know people are texting me on Facebook. I want to talk to Bobby, and they can't get through, Peter. So our phone lines are open, 727-441-3000. Bobby
Thanks,
is
Andrew.
Here. Yes, thank you,
I have
Andrew.
A question for Bobby.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Good, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
I ran into a little girl not too long ago, and she is aspiring to be an actress. But she's involved in so many things. She's involved in. She's about maybe 10 years old, and she wants to be an actor, and she's doing a lot of things, and her parents have her involved in all these different activities. What do you think about a child like that? I mean, is how many things can that child do at one time? Is it really hard for them? Is it something that they should slow down on certain things? What do you think?
Well, it's really up to the child. If she has ambition and she wants to do these and not being pushed by the parents, then open the doors for her. Let her go. Because if she's got it in her heart and this is something that she wants to do, and she shows progress at it, then the best thing is just to follow through. You know, the parents have to be very dedicated because, you know, they're the ones that have to take her to auditions, have to take her here for this, rehearsals and everything. So the parents have to really be on board with her. If the parents aren't, you know, then sometimes the kids' dreams just kind of fall to the wayside.
Yeah.
But if she's talented and she, you know, really enjoys doing this stuff, then she needs to be encouraged.
Okay. That's a good answer. I will definitely talk to her mom because her mom was a little worried about her being involved in so many different things, and mm-hmm. didn't want the child to just get burnt out so early.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes the children, when the parents push them, they do it because the parents want them to do it,
yes.
and then they close up.
Yes.
So it's better just to, like, let them fly on their own.
Right.
And then if you say, you know, listen, couple years from now, this might be something really huge for you. And mm-hmm. I'm sure, Bobby, you've dealt with all different age groups.
Oh, yes.
I mean, nowadays, the children are so intelligent, they want to get started young. I have a guy named Chris Naples. His child is in drama, mm-hmm. and he dances, and he wants to be an actor.
Yeah.
And I want to introduce him to, like, Andrew and to, like, you, mm-hmm. and then see what, if you need him as a child, like, as a young child actor.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, he wants it. It's not his parents, it's him.
Yeah.
But what do you do with parents that you go, oh, my gosh, it's one of them from outer space, and I don't want to deal with them because of the attitude, and they're pushing their child too much. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, it's hard for parents because, mm-hmm. you know, they want the best for their children. And the thing is that they... it might not be a good time for them. They have to work. They're under pressure. They don't have the time to run them here and run them there and everything. So they kind of get discouraged, you know, because they maybe want to do it for their child, but they just can't do it, you know, as far as
the timing,
you know, in the living. Yes,
the timing.
Yeah.
But I think that's where there should be somebody that just picks them up.
Yes,
and
there's always
them.
an aunt, an uncle, or somebody that can jump in. Right, that can jump in and take them here and there. When my kids were small, I was a single parent at the time, and it was really hard. But they were in sports, they were in activities, they were in dancing, you know, theater, everything. And I somehow managed to work around everything and get them there. And I had a neighbor that was great that helped out, you know, picking them up and taking them. So, you know, there's always, you know, somebody that you can reach out to and make sure that the kids go and be where they're supposed to be and on time and rehearsal and everything.
But, so, Bobby, what are you looking for right now? Are you looking for any actors, or is there anything that you're working on right now that
has
opened up that, you know, that people can actually contact you? Mm-hmm. All age groups? I mean, what are you working on?
Well, I'm working on two films right now, but we're still, you know, locking it in with the funding.
Okay.
And so
once you get the funding, then you open up the door to say,
everything.
Here's the casting call.
Yes, yeah.
And so it's good to know you, though, because, you know, you're very popular, especially in the Tampa Bay Film Society. I mean, they highly talk of you. So.
Yeah, we do have some commercials coming up there. You know, some of them are big, some are small. So, you know, it's just
everything
comes
counts.
In. Yeah, whatever comes in, that's what we do. So one of our old films, it's not a film, it's a TV show, is getting ready to re-air again in November.
And what is
it's
that?
Called that's the Condo Cops one.
I heard of that.
Yeah, it's about senior citizens and they live in condos.
Okay.
And some of the
we got plenty of those in Clearwater.
Some of the things that they do, like, you know, nude Santas and drunk ladies driving go-karts.
Oh wow.
I
mean, some
of
the things.
So fun.
So you're going to recast?
They're re-airing it on television.
Oh,
and then I have another series that I did three episodes of. Called Walk on Water. It's a Christian show, and that's being re-aired again.
Ooh, I want the trailer for that. We got to play that.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Want to go out to the phone lines?
Yeah, we do. We have more people calling in.
Yeah, we got Andrea on the line.
Yes, Andrea, she is actually a friend of mine, and hello.
Oh.
Welcome to the show. You have a question for Bobby Hill.
Hi, Dawn. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Yes, hey, I was wondering, my daughter is signed with two agencies. One in Jacksonville and one here in Tampa, and she enjoys just an extra role, doing extra roles, and I've had her headshots updated about every year. She's 17, she'll be 18 in January. What would you suggest for me to do to maybe better her chances? She's been called for with Heather Hines for a Universal commercial along with about 5,000 other children.
That's usually the way it is.
Nickelodeon episode of Miami. Mm-hmm. So do you have any suggestions?
Well, the first thing, exposure is the main thing. If she's good, she needs to get out there and network. She needs to go to organizations like the FMPTA, that's the old group, the Tampa Bay Film Society. You meet other actors, you meet directors, you get to meet, you know, the people in the industry. But for her to get started, she needs to take classes. If she hasn't been taking classes, she's not going to get out there. You really need ongoing classes all the time. Now, being with agents is great. Don't, overkill with agents. Be with agents like you said, Atlanta or, New York or here in Florida. But if you're with too many agents, then you overlap, and it can cause a problem because you'll have two agencies that submitted your daughter, and then which one was submitted first, and then we have to hunt and see which one was submitted first because, they're both at the same time, and you can't have two agencies representing the same talent. Now, as a casting agent, I don't represent one particular talent. I represent all of my talent. But when I go to a talent agent and get talent from them, I don't use that talent anymore except through the agency. But if you're registered with me, and you haven't registered with me through an agency, then you're in my database.
You're more likely to get the work.
Yes, because I'm hired directly from the production company, and then I hire the talent direct. I don't have to go through an agency. But if they say they're with an agency, then I have to go through the agency.
I understand, yeah.
But when I'm hired and I hire the casting or hire the talent, then the talent is actually basically working for the production company, and therefore the production company pays them direct.
Okay.
And they don't take any commissions. Never pay a casting director, ever pay anything to a casting director. They are not allowed to, even as I am as an agent. I still cannot collect one penny from any talent because I'm representing all of the people in my database. I do not ever get a commission or nothing. So you never pay a casting director anything. And I've heard rumors that some of the casting directors, not basically here in Florida, but all over, that they're charging registration fees. And you cannot do that.
Can't do that.
No, you cannot do that. And I know some casting directors do classes. I don't because I don't have time. And if you're a casting director, you should be casting. But if you can put on classes, that's good. It benefits them. But I don't do that. I bring in people, from out of state, California, wherever, and who the actor is, and we'll come in and do a weekend or something, sometimes a week, a workshop, for the actors. But back to, getting to get notified, or identified for your daughter, you have to have exposure. You have to network. People have to get you have to get your name out there. Mm-hmm. Don't go overboard with a bunch of headshots. Today's technology has completely changed. People that have to go and have portfolios and all of that done, don't do that. Don't spend that kind of money. If you're an upcoming model, I can see doing a small different shots, of what wardrobe you're wearing and stuff. But everything now, hard copies are usually only used when you go to the audition. But because everything is so electronic now, we do submissions just over the internet. We get the headshots, the resumes,
right.
We send it to the client. And this is one thing that they like about a casting director. When I go directly to the talent I've already found out if they're available. And if they're available for that shoot and know what they're getting paid and everything, then I submit them. Where with a talent agent, even to me, they send me mass pictures. Mm. And then I have to look at them, and then I pick the people, and then I have to wait till they come back to tell me they're available. Where I can find out immediately, and that's what the client wants. They want to know right now. And so this way, I can do it quicker. But the exposure for your daughter is very, very important. So you need to get out there. We also do auditions. We do them through Skype. We do them through Zoom. I just did a kid's audition from California, and it was done by Zoom.
Nice.
And so, you know, it everything's electronic. It's not like the old days of casting where I had five great big tall storage places for headshots, because you had to have the hard copies and you had to have all these headshots. Now everything is all on the computers. We don't have to, you know, have all of that stuff. And when you do go to an audition, you always at least want to bring two headshots. Always two headshots, because there may be two producers, two directors there, and you want to make sure that they have their headshots. But don't go spending a lot of money on headshots. Half of the talent that do come in nowadays, they get a nice headshot done, and then they take it up to the printer shop, and they have them printed up on little hard copies. Mm-hmm. Because most
I spent like $750 years ago down at One Source Talent sent me, and I'm like, is this ridiculous?
Oh, yeah.
And I never, you know, it was something I never needed. I did take some of those photos and crop it, mm-hmm, and put four of them on one of them. So
that's
when I
sent
my
idea.
Resume, that's what I did.
Yes.
Because I even had photos taken recently, and I was not crazy about them. So I just took the ones I had, cropped them down, and mm-hmm, if they want to retake pictures of me, that's good.
Yeah.
So how can we reach you, Bobby? Like, how can we get a hold of you? I mean, well, I have one of your cards, but, you know, like, say I want to, you know, say Andrew wants to get a hold of you and sit down and chat with you, since he's not here. I mean, he's not on the radio right now.
He's watching.
But, he's watching, yeah.
Thank you, Andrew, for calling in. We want to thank you.
Well, they could call me at 727.
I'm going to write this down, because I know I had your card somewhere, but I just want to make sure I rehab it.
Okay, it's 727-848-3709.
And 727.
Yeah. Now, a couple questions that are coming in also on inbox. Bobby, lady had spent over $10,000, and she said she took these classes. It was $2,000. We can't name the place. Mm-hmm. And then they have these big conventions that you go and meet. That was one question that came in. Another woman out of Texas did the same thing. Mm-hmm. And she wrote, oh, my gosh, I've spent so much money. My daughter was upset because she wasn't discovered. Yeah. Because that was another $1,000 to $2,000, because there were all these agents and producers there. So what advice would you give to people they want to get in the classes, but they want $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Oh. What is your advice?
I say back away.
Run away.
Run.
Run
away. It's not necessary.
Thank you.
It is not necessary with today's new technology. Sure, you need some headshots, so you pick out the best pictures you like, and then you take those, all right, and then you go do your own thing with them. Don't have somebody, you know, spend all of this money.
No.
A lot of them, what happens is the pictures are too touched up. They're more like going to having a big family portrait taken. Mm-hmm. And some of them are just not really good headshots of what we're looking for. So you need to go to somebody that does headshots, knows what we're looking for. And you can also, like you said, take a nice headshot, and then down in the corner,
actually,
do
I'm going to give you one
shot.
Of mine. When I leave here, I have it in my car. I'm going to give you one. Yeah.
And do a body shot, you know, down in the corner.
Exactly.
Because that way we can see your body.
Oh, I did the whole full body, and then I did three other different angles.
Yeah.
One is smiling, not too smiling, a little bit serious.
Yeah.
And
but you always want a nice headshot.
A nice headshot.
Because that's what the producers look like. And the main thing, which is they do it time and time again, actors come in, they do not look like their headshot. And a lot of times they've shaved their head, you know, and we're looking for somebody with curlies, you know, and and he comes walking in, you know, with a shaved head.
Do you have anybody else calling in?
I do. Actually, there's another question. Pets. I have adorable showbiz dog. Can I send my picture of my pet to you?
By all means.
Well, you never know. They're going to put a dog in a movie.
Well,
sure.
I have cast skunks.
Cats? Cats,
I did the Blue Jays commercial.
Oh, my God.
I did a Blue Jays commercial, and they were out in a camping site, and they was watching something on, well, they were watching actually the Rays on a little TV thing or something that they had, and the guys were all crammed into this little tent, and this skunk comes walking through.
Oh my God, did they smell him or what?
No, yeah, they did.
Oh,
and then saying that they turn around and they look and they see this skunk and then they just turn right around and finish watching the game.
Oh,
and
well.
then the Blue Jays, you know, yell, "Oh, we skunked the Rays."
We skunked the Rays. Oh.
It was the most cutest thing you ever saw.
Can we do a casting for Pets?
Yes.
No.
Wait a second. We have 2 minutes left. When DC, like the last time she was here, we had a live alligator, a 50-pound alligator.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I would want to be here. No, thank you.
We're not doing any more animals.
Yeah. Well, no, your dog, your animals must have some training. They must be obedient. And then
you have to sign something. God forbid something happens. You're responsible.
That's right.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah, Dawn got a Gatorade shower.
Well, believe it or not, in one of the TV shows that I did, we used roaches. And we had to let roaches.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean,
how are we doing on time?
Well, we can do that at EJ's because EJ's doing headshots for $45, and it's amazing in Palm Harbor. We do, I'll do a casting for the show and find talent, and maybe we could do a pet casting.
Sure,
that'd be good. Yeah. Well, Bobby, it's been a pleasure, and it's been so good to have you
really
back.
Nice talking with you, Bobby.
She is so knowledgeable in this industry.
We need 2 hours here.
Come on. All right, if you'd like, we need to go 2 hours. We need more sponsors.
2 hours.
Commercials.
Let's do it.
You can promote your business. We need you.
Yes, thank you.
We love you.
Thank you for having me. Really,
thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good seeing you, Bobby. Really.
Same here.
We'll see you soon. All the glory and honor in your life. Get on your knees and start praying for what you want in life.
Amen.
And God bless you in the
Father,
Son, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night. Good.